Podtacular Update, episode 36 for the week of December 4th, 2005.
All right, gentlemen, let's get freaky!
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Podtacular, the unofficial Halo 2 podcast. I'm FOMO Jiv.
Splee Cheeks.
And I'm Flee the Plunder.
There we go. That's his guest hosting with us this week is Flee the Plunder. Or Feel the Thunder.
Flee Under is here helping us out for another episode of Podtacular. And this is the show where we talk about the Podtacular update, covering news and announcements, web resources, all kinds of different stuff going on in the Halo community, Xbox community, you know, Barbie Horse Adventure community. So,
In the hizzy.
Yeah, so let's get started.
In hizzy. Yeah, let's get started indeed with, just paying through, buzzing by the little weekly What's Update. You know, you might have noticed, and you probably noticed by being online, that Major Clan Match, head-to-head, are dead.
No.
Good riddance.
They're dead to us. They've been removed. And, most people really didn't like head-to-head. Major Clan Match was kind of like, we have to get 5 people? You know, it's just, all right. So, they're gone. Sorry about it. Sorry if that hurt your feelings.
I'm sure nobody's going to miss those too much. Well, maybe some people will miss head-to-head. Major Clan Match, just nobody ever.
Maybe the 45s in Major Clan Match will honed.
Yeah.
By Bungie.
Let's see, so what else we got here? Phil Thunder?
Oh, you want me to go? Alright. Minor Clan Match has received a change in configuration. It will now be called Clan Match, since there's no other type of Clan Match out now, and will allow a team of 4 to 5 clan members each. Your minor clan match ranks will persist to the new clan match playlist.
Yay! Hopefully people will get more into clan matches after a change in that, so that should be cool. Especially Podtacular peeps. Man, we need to be rocking the clan match going here.
Yeah. And, maybe this time that the other clans will actually get a higher level, considering they can have, lots of clan matches going on at once, because you just have, get 4 people, you could have, 4 clan matches going on with your clan at once.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty swift.
So, hey, 2 new unranked playlists have been added. You guys hear about this? Rumble Armory and Team Action Sack?
I haven't got a chance to check those out yet, but Team Action Sack sounds like it's full of some action.
Yeah, it looks pretty cool. It's like you can play a variety of community-inspired games, like Pit of Joy. I don't know what that is, but Low Ball, Brutality, Shotguns, and SWAT Fiesta.
SWAT Fiesta, that sounds fun.
It does sound fun. It's like a variation on the normal SWAT there. Pretty cool.
I'm excited.
I want to make a custom SWAT Fiesta now just to start messing with that.
Yeah, I know. It's just like, hey.
Be awesome.
That's a good idea.
SWAT with different weapons. What is Pit of Joy?
They also have SWAT guns.
Pit of Joy? What's that?
Pit of Joy? I don't know. Is that like where y'all jump off of the ledges and die?
Yay!
Into the pit of joy.
Or just like everybody hang out in the dish in the center of Ascension.
I don't
jump for joy.
I don't know. Next story! Next story!
Yo, Phil, what were you saying? SWAT guns or something like that?
SWAT guns?
Yeah, SWAT guns. Which is, Well, I actually never played it, but I'm assuming from its name that it's cool. SWAT shotguns.
That's
pretty cool.
So that's probably fun.
What else we got here? Rumble Armory. Looks like a game type in which everyone has the same starting weapon, and these weapons will be games like rockets, snipers, brutes, needlers, sentinel beams, and more. Sounds pretty cool.
Oh, all the lame weapons. I see how it is.
Needler power!
Needlers.
Yay! We're gonna have a needler game because the needler isn't already taking up enough space in my life.
Is the needler taking up space in your life, man?
No. Yeah, it is. It's totally
a lot of clutter.
Style.
Clear that out.
I have a lot of baggage in my life because of the needler. The 6v6 team battle has also added, you know, featuring teams of 5 to 6 players. Wait, that didn't make sense. If it's 6 versus 6, why are you going to have 5 to 6? Then that's got to be 6. If that's the precedent there, 6.
Well, it's just like big team, you know, you could have less than 8, but they tried to even it out.
Yeah, like, they could have called big team 8 versus 8.
Yeah.
But you're going to have 7 to 8. Which also, big team now only supports larger teams of 7 to 8. So you have big teams split in half pretty much between the 5 versus 6 and 7.
Pretty cool.
Which is pretty cool though, because like then you can rather than have pick what kind of size game you want to play.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so yo, Phil, tell us about this Team Snipers gig here.
Yeah. Yeah, Team Snipers is now going to be a ranked playlist, and it has a total of 15 maps in it. And your hidden rank, you have a hidden rank, and it will now be displayed.
You've been ranking us the whole entire time?
Yeah. Lord. Isn't that...
Conspiracy.
That's corrupt.
Bungie.
And you know, I have one complaint. If there's a Team Snipers playlist, why is it in Team Actions... Team Rumble... Rumble Armory.
Oh yeah, huh. Should be in there, huh? But, I don't know, that just kind of stinks they've been ranking us this whole time, because, like, if I would have known that, I would have, you know, tried to play better, but it's cool, it's not that big of a deal, but still.
Well,
it's okay.
I'm still 31, because I haven't played Team Slayer in about 2 months, but Flawless Legacy says, hey, just wanted to let you know the recent PSP update 2.6 allows you to listen to RSF feeds from websites. I checked that out, because... I updated my PSP and I got that app, and I'm like, woohoo! And
yeah, me too.
It's really nice, but I can't do it. Wonder why? I don't have wireless internet, so it's useless. But the thing is, rather than downloading a podcast, you'll stream it. So if you have wireless internet at your house, rather than just waiting to download the show, and you have a PSP, you can go see right click 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 click. RSS feeds. You have to go to your browser and click on the RSS feed you want to add, and then it'll add it to your feeds, and you can just go to that and stream the latest show. Huh?
Yeah. Of course, Andy. You might be already listening to this right now, going, okay, I already know that.
I know that, dudes.
Listen to it right now.
Broken
Next
Leviathan.
Story.
Sent something in too.
Yeah, he said the same thing.
He said this in also. It's really nice, though. I love it. If I had wireless internet. Anyways, it actually is a really good feature, but, you know, the whole point of that update was to let you not be able to use homebrew applications.
I'm having problems with it, though, because it's buffering while I'm playing it, so it stops it, and I can't listen to anything.
Oh, see, I haven't got to try it yet, so.
But something cool has occurred.
Sony, their root kits, and their viruses, and their PSP upgrades, and their... stupidness.
Yeah, really.
I hate Sony.
So what's next year?
I hate them. That's why my microphone's in my Sony. That's why I knocked it over.
Sony's crazy. They're crazy.
I'm crazy. I'm crazy. I'm crazy. Sorry, freak in a box. I'm sorry.
All right. So what's next?
All right. Quality Jeverage made a Doom 3 flashlight mod that alters the flashlight so that it displays the Podtacker logo. Screenshots are on the Bungie Group forums, and the link is going to be in the show notes, so you can check that out. It's pretty cool.
I did that with my Counter-Strike thing. I changed the logo. My spray. Psh.
Nice.
Not my Counter-Strike. Never.
Nice.
I just did it because I could.
So, hey, 360 Madness is continuing here. Looks like the rumors have been flying like crazy, and Major Nelson has been squashing them one at a time on his podcast.
Squash.
So, squash number one is that systems were manufactured overseas, and this is the answer to another question, but systems were manufactured overseas and came in on pallets on every incoming 777 for a week before launch. So, basically, he's trying to say that, you know, despite the lack of 360s, they've been trying to do everything they can to get him here. The second thing was that shipments are going every week to retailers, and he implies that any problems may be the retail store distribution policies. Not quite sure about that, but in any case, but
he's saying... We're being pretty darn dumb. They said, We'll be handing out tickets to people in line at 10 p.m. If you would like to buy your Xbox 360, we'll be handing them out at 10 p.m. And Mason T2K knowingly knows what I'm talking about, because he's actually the one who told me. And he got there. Oh, we're sorry. We had started handing out these tickets later at about 5:30. Oh, sorry.
Man, that sucks, dude. That guy went through so much trouble, man. He spent like all day running around all these retailers, and everybody lied and stuff.
And I don't know where he lives, but all of the stores are not within like 5 minutes of each other where I live. They're like, one of the stores is like 20-minute drive from each place.
Oh man.
So I felt bad for him, because if I tried to do that, it would take me like.
Yeah, I'm glad I didn't go somewhere and wait for one and then not get one. That would suck so bad.
Oh, that was
sorry. We just saw our last one. I'm sorry.
Well, Major Nelson did say that there is...
went to Best Buy and they charged him like $500 for a 360 core with 12 games or something.
Or like $800 where you have to get the whole freaking package with a whole bunch of stuff and you only brought $400 because that's what you were expecting. And anyway, I digress. Major Nelson also said that there is no recall as far as like recalling systems or anything. Although somewhere around 3% of people have been having problems with them, so... You know,
that's
in that
actually
case,
pretty
they...
good compared to like fastest distribution of other objects.
True. And if you know
that's a lot though. I'm like, actually, the percentage of iPods that break pretty high.
Yeah.
So and you don't hear as many people complaining.
Yeah, totally. But if you do have problems, you can call 1-800-4-MY-XBOX and get a system replaced if it's acting up or something. So I mean, I called them the other day about my Xbox Live One account. And they answer within about 5 or 10 minutes and were really helpful, so they're pretty cool guys over there, so.
Oh, man, that's pretty swift.
It was. Well, I thought it was pretty swift considering, you know, it was like a week after launch of the 360. So, I mean, my high-speed internet's much slower than that, so. Anyway,
do you have a 360
still,
Thunder?
What?
You have a 360?
No, but I pre-ordered mine, and you know what? When it comes to me, there's going to be no problems with... Well, there'll be problems, but not as much as... The people are experiencing now, so I'm happy.
Yeah, I'll probably get like the ones that come out in like February.
Ooh. Yeah, me too.
Yeah, about the same. Yeah.
But you know, maybe you'll get one Christmas time. You know, maybe Santa'll be good to me this year. Who knows?
Yeah, Santa. Yeah.
Ooh.
That guy.
I'd sure like to be surprised with an Xbox 360 under my tree. It's the perfect way to make spell check a happy little boy. Well, our next Halo 2 tournament is coming quick on December 10th. Oh, that's close. That's like Saturday?
Yeah, it's very soon.
Yeah, it is, actually. It's Saturday, isn't it? This one's going to be a free-for-all tournament. FFA. No teams.
It's you against the world.
Yeah. So, the best Spartan, or Covey, or whatever you are, I don't know. You know, but may the best one of those win. Sign-ups are closed.
Oh.
Sign-ups are closed, but be signed up. Be there and check the forms now and then, you know, for updates about how to get in. I'm sure you guys are smart enough to do that. You know.
Did you two get in? Read.
Me?
Yeah.
Well, see, it's not that I don't want to. It's just my Halo 2 just has been acting up, and I really need to get a new one, so. Some days it works, but most days it doesn't.
Well, I was lucky enough to get in.
So, I'm lucky, I guess.
Ditto, I'll be there.
Win, the R-Stars will be facing off with Too Old to Play after the first of the year, and we'll give you more info as we get it.
Cool, I'm looking forward to that, man. Got an email from them, and I'm going to get that organized, so should be pretty sweet. And hopefully we can get a match going with Gamertag Radio with the All-Stars or something like that as well.
Oh yeah,
something going right. on with that. That would be pretty awesome. I know before we were talking about doing something like that, and never really gelled out. But we'll get something going, I'm sure. Hopefully.
Yeah.
Hey, that'd be sweet. And we are looking for challengers. Pretty much, you know, any clan that wants to challenge us, the Podtacular All Stars, we're up for it, man. So if you want more exposure, or you just want to have a good challenge, email us podtacular@gmail.com. We get in touch with the right peeps and get that going.
We need to challenge Tips and Tricks Magazine, because they've gone against Bungie.
Uh-huh.
I think they know how to play.
That'd be cool, man.
Speaking of Tips and Tricks, we were in Tips and Tricks, and I went out and bought it. I was like, woo! How come they didn't tell us or anything? That's kind of... It's kind of lame. They didn't even tell us.
Yeah, that's all right, though, because they gave us a really good review, and it was cool.
Oh, yeah. You just sound better than everyone else. I'm not bragging or anything, but they did! Yay! Yeah. It's on newsstands everywhere. The December issue of Tips and Tricks. Go ahead and buy it if you wish.
Yeah.
Want to, at least, that is.
What else we got here?
Oh. We are, you know, we do the web resources.
Yeah.
And so now we're going to do those web resources because you guys contribute them.
Dude, and we got some web resources today.
It's about time we got some web resources.
This our first web resource comes to us from a guy who I am the only one who can pronounce his name. It's true.
Teriyaki?
No, not teriyaki. Kind of tequila. Kind of tequila. Not teriyaki. It's crazy like teriyaki. But you're wrong.
Mm.
Okay? So, kind of tequila.
Kind of tequila.
He said, hey, just thought I'd point out that I'm building the forum devoted to Halo and Halo 2. Way to go for an original idea. I'm just kidding. It's still in progress. When it's done, I'll promise you'll like it. It's www.gohalo2.com. I might throw in a temporary form to start with until I get that good thing done. So. Alright. Cool beads.
Okay. Well, looks like Dylan G writes in. He wrote in a lot to tell us one web resource, so I'll try to shorten it a bit here. He said many people have heard about Halo 2 glitches. If you have, you'll know of tantruming, flying, lunging, sword canceling, falling through maps, super bouncing, standbying, etc. If you'd like to know more about these things, he suggests going to highimpacthalo.org. It's the biggest and best, in his opinion, tricking site in the world. There's thousands of videos documenting new glitches. You can find them, show them to your friends. Duquesne is the owner and creator, and he has some other fine staff moderate the site. So there's tons of stuff on there. There's also weekly events like the lottery. See here, every week a random member is chosen for a certain topic called the lottery topic. They get an interview and post on the front page. And after the interview, they get a custom forum title. Woo-hoo. There's also a weekly movie roundup every Monday, so all kinds of cool stuff. So check that out.
Yeah, it looks pretty cool.
Cool.
So what's next?
Alright, well, he also says that you guys may be familiar with jump tactics. I am not, actually. Well, if not, there is a clan. And I can't pronounce the names of these guys, so forgive me. Would you like to try, guys?
Kahaimalu.
And Anti-Noob. Kabuto, I know that.
Anti-Noob and some others.
And some others, but he doesn't remember their names, so why should we say them? Well, anyway, their movies have crashed server upon server. It's about skill jumping. Yeah, it sounds lame, but it's really not. There's so much to learn, and their videos have great editing. He suggests you go to www.jumptactics.net and download all the videos. They'll teach you about jumping, and they're fun to watch. While you're there, he did the site design. Well, no, it was designed by 22pixels, and you could check it out at www.22pixels.com. And I actually think he is in that group there. And he made the banner for the Jump Tactics site, so good job for him.
Cool.
Woo. Yeah.
Well, I have one that I put down here that I found on a blog somewhere to where it's the top 10 signs you've been playing Halo 2, and it's from thebrig.org, and there will be a link in the show notes. It's pretty funny. It's just like some things you run into like in real life that you treat like Halo 2, so you'll have to check out that link.
Oh. I don't know, it's probably cool stuff like, you know, like, you wake up and you're like, oh my gosh, I need to push X to get out of bed, or stuff like that.
Exactly. Exactly.
So.
You feel around, you realize you're out of grenades, and you're like, oh no, Start running around the grocery store looking for grenades on the ground.
Oranges? I need grenades!
Kiwis?
Blueberries? I need sticky grenades! Oh, that'll work.
You're like throwing kiwis at people and stuff.
Rune says, you guys might like this one. This guy has lots of spare time. He makes Halo 2 models out of Legos.
Sweet.
I'm serious, he does. And, okay, well, he also does heaps of other things like this, you know, like, if you go to the site, which is saber-scorpion.com, that's right, saber, S-A-B-E-R, hyphen, you know, like the little minus sign kind of thing, scorpion.com. He has, like, some stuff pretty cool. It's, like, in some of it's pretty much awesome. Like, he has stuff from Halo 1 and Halo 2. He's been featured in the official Xbox magazine. But he's got, like, pictures of the, like, of the Ghost, Banshees. He did a Warthog. One for Halo 1 and the Shade stationary gun, the dropships, the
Didn't you do, like, all the weapons and stuff, too? Like, the sniper and...
Oh, yeah, he did.
Even the sniper and stuff.
This guy's nuts.
Wow.
And he also did, like, stuff for Halo 2. He did the Spectre, the ODST drop pod, you know, with the Hell Jumpers.
Sweet.
He even, like, made, like, little custom things that, like, Play-Doh and clay and stuff of the Arbiter.
He's a Lego maniac.
He is a Lego maniac.
Nice.
And, like, just using all these, like, weird pieces that from different stuff for... Made like a brute shot. Oh, and the plasma rifle. This guy's insane. Sniper rifles, everything. I'm not kidding. Guy's nuts.
He should work for the Halo movie staff.
Yeah, for real. Lego Halo coming soon to a console near you.
Lego Star Wars? $1 million success.
Yeah.
Halo Star Wars? $1 billion success. Lego, are you listening? Are you listening? Do it.
Do it now! Well, guys, that's the show, the Podtacular update. And I'm gonna go play some of those playlists, man. Go check some of those out. But
I gotta go play that SWAT gun and the, you know, whatever that other one was. I can't remember it now.
Should be cool. So, next show coming up, we're gonna be talking about the Podtacular tips. This is the one where we talk about your tips you sent in for Zanzibar. It's gonna be a packed show with some general tips, noob tips, random tip of the week. And lots of your stuff for Zanzibar, so stay tuned for that. Until then, I'm Fumo Jive.
I'm off to go play some SWAT Fiesta, but I'm spell check.
Yeah, I'm Feel the Thunder.
See you guys next time.
Keep on trucking.
There's only one thing left to say.